president shows is clearly a code.
Right.
How much can we extend a code?
It blinds the eyes of Chacham. It's not usher because it blinds. It's usher because the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it blind.
So, right. In other words, is it permissible to raise an idiot?
For what reason? What are you gaining out of it? Shechet is mutter. I can flatter people as long as it's not for bad things. I can tell people they're wonderful. I can make people feel good.
Best Rebbe ever.
I don't make people feel good?
Best Rebbe ever.
Yeah. All right, the best Rebbe ever. Right, exactly. That would be since my trouble. But again, but it's 100%, but his wife told him to stop, so we're stopping that. Right. So again, you're allowed to make people feel good. Nothing wrong. Flattery is usher if you flatter a guy when he's a Russia, when he did something bad.
You're contradicting tomorrow. The reason dialogue is, like, you can tell a woman that you can tell someone their wife is beautiful when she's ugly is because all colors.
That's because it's sheker. Nothing to do with flattery. It's because you're not allowed to lie. I'm sorry.
One of the subjects we just learned about different cases of Shechem was over the bridge and he took his hand or something like that. They didn't possibly.
That was in Ksubas. It's a little bit black. Ksubas was the first Masechta we learned in Nutshim. So it takes us back about 8 years.
Yeah.
7 years. Good. You remember from 7 years ago. Great. I don't remember from yesterday. Okay. We are up to the two dots on Nunam and Beis. A full ladleful of corpse dust. The Kamishurai, how big is this ladle that's Matame Ba'ayo? Fiski Amamloi Pisa Sayad, the palm of the hand. Nukrashi, took the rush. I have the rush towards the bottom. I don't know where anybody else has the rush. Maloi Pisa Sayad, Mesaif et Vayim, from the end of the fingers, Ad Azraya till the arm, which means from where the fingers attach to the palm to the end of the palm. The Hainu Mali Piyat Pasyad, a full palm. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Maloi Chafnov. Rabbi Yechanan says Maloi Chafnov, which sounds like a whole arm, a handful, meaning from the tip of the finger till the arm. That's a Maloi Chafnov. To the wrist, right. That's where the arm starts. Tan. I don't know if it's a heaping one, because Maloi Chafnov might be heaping. I don't think it's heaping. I don't think so. What?
Is it matter if it's cupped or flat?
Well, I don't know. It has to stay there, so I guess it would be, I don't know. Honestly, whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to guess, and I'm not going to guess. Tanan. Maloi Tarvid Drekav Shamru. The Mishnah says that what's Maloi Targav? It's a Mishnah. Me'ikr et ba'asulamayla. Divir Rameir. Rameir says, from the fingers and above, which we now understand to mean from where the fingers hit the palm to the end of the fingers, the front, the top half of your hand, not your bottom half of your hand. I know top and bottom can be said both ways, but whatever it is, that half of your hand. Rabbanan says the top half of the hand, Rabbanan says the whole hand, and Chizki says the bottom half. So the Gemara Amri, Maloi Pisa Sayad, Maloi Kishur Tzvaisuk L'may L'chat Yuruhu. It's even the palm on the top will have the same amount, will hold the same amount. So the Gemara Amri, Rishimi Ba'ad L'Rapapim, M'may Da'ay M'kishur Tzvaisuk L'may L'Rosh, Gemma L'matim today. Da'avali Maloi Pisa Sayad. Who says what he said from the fingers and above? What does above mean? Above can be understood two ways. Above means towards the body, above means away from the body. You assumed it meant away from the body, therefore you asked the question. Maybe the question never started. Maybe he meant towards the body, and that is the exact same thing which Chizkiya said. Now, Teiku is a little bit difficult here, because there's really no Shaila here. So, I don't know why it says Teiku. The Gra takes it out. The Gra says, you're not Geir's Teiku. Zuck, the Titus also says, like you're seeing in Teiku. Zuck Titus, Zuck the Rush. Where the fingers start separating, to the end of the hand, Usually when you use your hands, you pick up. Rush hands, vice to them, klapi maila. Usually you use your hands, fingers face upwards. So lamaila means towards the end of the hand. Malai pizza say, admin it's voice at Azraya. To the arm. Malai kishri and vice of metilus apitzu at saifa it's voice. Chat yura havi, who is one shear. Mimai dai makishri and vice of lamaila rush and vice of. Duma lamaila the tzaraguf. Dainam mola pizza say, yeah, maybe it meant the palm, and therefore there was no kasha to begin with. Again, Taisus and the Gra take out, take out, because there's no Shiloh here, just offered a different shot that the Kasha never started. That's the Gemara by the Tana Rabbana. Now, the insight of this Gemara is, any mixture of any dust with corpse dust is not Matame. I can have a whole box full of corpse dust, and there's a little bit of dust from something else mixed in, it's not Matame. The Xeris Akasiv, this halacha l'maisha mitzinai, that corpse dust is metame, is only pure corpse dust. Cannot have any other dust mixed into it. Even if you have a box full, which is much greater than a ladle full, if there's any other dust mixed in to this corpse dust, the corpse dust is not metame. Is there logic? No. Is corpse dust metame because of logic? No. It's halacha l'maisha mitzinai. The same Rabbi Nishraelim who gave us one halacha l'maisha mitzinai gave us the second halacha l'maisha mitzinai. There's no logic to this. It's not supposed to be logic. I mean, it must be at a madrega that it's logical. But to us, it's halacha l'maisha mitzinai. Zakti Gemara Tana Rabbana. Eze meish yesh l'rekev. What kind of corpse is subject to corpse dust being metame bayo. Meis shenikva arum, no clothing, v'arin shoshayish, with a marble casket, which doesn't decompose. So therefore, the decomposition will only be material of the meis. Ayagabi ritzpa shalavanim, or he didn't have any box, but he's on a floor of stone, again, which he doesn't decompose. Zeshe meis yesh lebekev. Nigva b'ksusay, however, if there's clothing, or ba'arin shalates, or in a wooden box, or bricks, which do decompose, them may she'en le'rekev, because there's an other ingredient mixed in. Not because there's no shear. There's more than a shear. Halacha l'maisha mitzinai, that it has to be pure corpse dust. Zuck the rush. That a ladle full from the dust of his decomposition, no other decomposition got mixed into his dust. There is no din rekev.
Touching it.
No difference. No tumma. I don't think so. I don't think there's no halakha of rekev unless it's pure rekev. There's no logic to this. You can't use logic and say, but it doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. It's halakha l'maisha mitzinai.
Which is the wrong way after looking at it. It's something touching.
Makes no difference. That way. I didn't see anywhere that it makes a difference. So I'll assume it makes no difference.
If he's not in a sealed casket, maybe the other dust from the wind can come in there?
Again, he's underground. He's buried. He's buried on a thing. A floor of stone. I have no idea. You make up the case.
You can have a mausoleum, but the corpse of a mausoleum are usually wrapped in a sheet. Probably what would be more accurate is a sarcophagus.
Again, whatever it is, it is. I just read the Gemara. What? Yes. Yes. Nothing in my right arm or Ulain Rekam Abab and I bust him and I give them and I Thomas. It has to be either from flesh, sinews, or bones. Now, what it means is you need all three. The Rekam has to be a decomposition of all three parts of that body. Busser, hidden, Thomas. Why did I translate it that way? Because the Rush does. And because the next Gemara is clear that way. I don't make up my own translation. What?
You're saying a skeletal one is not going to do it.
Is that what it says? I didn't say anything. I'm reading Gemara.
You said it has all three.
Again, I'm reading Gemara. I don't, by the way, I try not to make up my own chatam. I read the Rush. I do what he says. Dr. Rush, Ein Rekav, Abam, and Abbas, Rekav, and Mekulu, and Tzarek, Shia, Berekav. All three have to be in the Rekav. Dr. Gemara, Eishe, Rav, and Lula. From the question, you can see that that's the shot. Rekav, Abam, min Abbasar, Tahar. Rekav, that's pure Basar, is Tahar. The Diak is, Mashma, that only basar by itself is tahor, but a mixture of basar and etzem would be tameh. I doesn't have gidden. Etzem by itself is tameh. Avagab the lek of basar. Says basar is no good. Mashma, anything else by itself is good. Is matameh. Now the Gemara. Doesn't mean buster by itself as opposed to atzamas by itself. It means buster is not metame till it has etzem also. And enochinami, etzem is not metame till it has buster also. Frank the Gemara like again. Didn't Ula say it's three? And we're talking two. But the Gemara, actually buster by atzamas by gidden. You never have flesh and bones without gidden. Now, we did have, last week, a nepho shlenis kashru evaro begidden. We did have that it was a nepho that did not develop gidden, but that didn't have excised buster either. So it was a very early stage of a fetus, so therefore, no kash on this. Dr. Rush?
Rabbi?
Yes.
How would they determine what the dust consisted of, and if they couldn't know, would they default to some sort of concept of roif, or they would just decide it must be all three? How would anybody know?
Well, the way I understand it is that if they bury a whole mace and then they have decomposition of the whole mace, the assumption is that they decomposed as he was buried with all three. So probably, again, this is my own speculation, that the all three decomposed, and that's what you have. However, if you know for sure that it's not, so then you know for sure that it's not. But
I was imagining a Nazir walking over an unknown place, and someone says, "Hey, this is someone's buried here. We think someone's buried here." Whatever it is, you may not know exactly what the circumstances were.
Then he would be a suffix tamei. He'd be in sad shape. Because you can't bring kabbalas, yeah. And I don't know what would happen to a Nazir suffering tamei. I mean, we will see later on what he does. There will be a gemara.
Well, could he then intentionally expose himself and become a?
No. It's a law in the Torah. No. Yes.
He's stuck. Okay.
I mean, he's not stuck. The gemara will give him a solution as we go proceed him as after Nazir. Yes.
Halakhically, it's cartilage bone.
What?
Halakhically, it's cartilage bone.
I think so, yes. Okay. I think so. Dr. Rush, Homina, etzim tami, abagab the leg of buster. Le mati le snu your dog, and come in a buster, levat tohar, achi ima at summers begidden. Can't be that buster is tohar unless it has two other ingredients. Them can't have a little mame, and a buster, and etzim tohar. It should have said two ingredients is tahar. By saying one ingredient is tahar, is mashma, one is tahar, but either another one is tameh or two are tameh. Baba dekina deke gidden badayu. Right? And we would have had to dig what happened to gidden. He absolutely busted about Thomas by gidden. But ulush is to gidden itchuk lafuki nefosh le niskashre varvz elizab. He meant to say that a nepho who doesn't have the gidden won't be matameh by Rekev. See, when Ula's coming, the question now becomes, if every buster in Atzamas has Gidden, so why does Ula have to mention Gidden? It's an automatic. Whenever you have buster in Atzamas, you have Gidden. The answer is, there is a Nepho that doesn't. So Ula's coming to tell me that Nepho, that aged fetus that doesn't have Gidden yet, will not be Matame by Rekev. His corpse dust will not be Matame. Dr. Gemara Biker. Amar Shmuel bar Abba Amar Yechanan. Shnei Mesim Shekavim Zem Zev. two mason buried together. Nasu galgalim zelazeh. Now, there's two ways to understand the word galgalim, but for our purposes, they mean they ruin each other. Meaning, they become an extra ingredient. We had said it has to be pure mace. So mace A ruins mace B. Mace B ruins mace A. Because there's no pure corpse here. You have a mixture of corpses. And Allah and the Mashiach Messinai wants pure one corpse. And this is not a pure one corpse. Now, Red Rush. Nasu Galgalim. So, Dr. Rush, Zelazeb. Aro Garaz Galgilim. Upirish. Offer Mu'urav Mimokam Achar. Galgila means other dust mixed in. Lush and Dabashim is Galgo, something that rolled in. They roll into each other. That's how the Aruch translates the word Galgalim.
It just means mixed. It means ruined.
Well, for too much ruined.
The eyes perish. Galgilim is Kuntrima, which means it cancels, stands against. The Legmiri Rekav Elabamesh Nikra Levadai. We don't say Rekav only by a mace that's by himself. So two corpses cancel each other. So according to this Nupchat, Galgalim, which is Megairis Galgilim, is a ruined. It's opposite. It destroys the halacha of corpse dust.
What's the
I can't answer that question. I don't know what Rabbeinu Artsko says. I'm just reading Rush. I don't know. I don't know Aramaic to be able to answer you.
So walking through a cemetery should be fine. It wasn't one
quarter. Well, hold a second. There are many parts of a mace that are metame. Ashadra, Elgagailas, Exayas Basar, Roiv Minyan and Binyan of it. There's so many parts of a mace that are metame that exist in a cemetery. They're not corpse dust in a cemetery. Again. And again, so therefore, Rekav is not a cheshbon in a cemetery. But there are other parts of a mace that are metame that don't decompose. Skeletons. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know. Which means to say it's morbid. Okay, I agree with you. This discussion is not like a discussion about a chasana. I agree. But, you know, say flaco, everybody ends up that way.
Even if both of them have only recompense.
That's what it says. I try not to make things up. I read Gemara. That's exactly what it says. Masiv, Rav Nassim Bar Aisha. That's what the Bach has. Rekav Abameis by Mesmeisim Tamei. He asked him a Braitza. So he asks, and Rav Shmuel Bar Abam Rav Yechanan. You say it's not Matame. There it says it is Matame. Zog de Gemara. Amar Rava, Hasim Shekivru Zebifnei Atzma Bezebifnei Atzma. Vekivu, Vamdu Amolei Tarbid Rekav. Zog de Gemara, there's a difference. If they're buried together, they never become corpse dust to be metame. Each one ruins the other. But if they were buried separately, they both became corpse dust. So now, since you have two basim of corpse dust, a half a ladle of one and a half a ladle of the other will be metame, because you have a ladle of pure corpse dust, and they came from corpse dust that was tame already. If they would have been buried together, they would have never become tame, because it has to be a pure mace by themselves. But once you had the pure mace by themselves, so then the other mace will not ruin it. Now, I don't know, according to this, again, I'm going to say I don't know, and again, I'm going to stress that I don't know. What would happen if one has a corpse dust, a ladle of corpse dust, and then other dust got mixed in? The corpse dust formed by itself. There was no clothing, there was no box, there was nothing. Then later on, after one had a ladle of corpse dust, a full shear of corpse dust, dirt from somewhere else went in. Would that be like the second mace? Now, the chiddush of the second mace is that they combine to make a shear. They're combining to make the shear. That's the chiddush of the second mace.
And
all these cases, You know, I didn't honestly, I spent no time trying to figure out the practicality of it. I really don't know. I don't know when we have corpse dust. We never see corpse dust, Baruch Hashem. I don't know when this ever happens. So I'm not going to sit here and try to figure out cases. It's not in a cemetery because this corpse dust is underground. Nobody ever sees it. I don't know, you have two mason, one mason, half a ladle, a whole ladle. Nobody knows what's going on. Especially today, we bury with clothing. There's nothing to talk about. So, again, if you want to come up with a case, it would have to be a mace that was not buried, stuck around, was laying on a stone floor, decomposed, and another mace was 2 feet away, also decomposed, also had corpse dust. Then the two corpse dust got mixed, and you have a full ladle of both of them together. That would be the case. Again, you wanted me to spell it out, I spelled it out.
Type of thing, nothing every day, but once a week. We should learn this before.
Oh, that's what I said. Musa Seder is 5 to 6. No Musa now.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I'm sorry for interrupting, Rabbi Cohen.
No, I
know you don't want to discuss the practicalities, but I was just trying to figure out the exposure. Does this exposure have to be within Dalet Amos or what?
No, it like, has what, to be right on top of it. Biblically speaking, it would have to be right on top. Or in the same room.
So this would have to have been...
Or in the same room.
Okay, so this would have to have been... Well, is there an ohel involved? Is that why it's okay in the same room?
No, that's not okay. It's an ohel. It's the metame ohel. Ohel can be one is on top of it. The other can be that you're in the same room of it.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out how the exposure would occur simultaneously if the two corpse dusts were adjacent or whatever. Okay.
I didn't, honestly, it's not like I avoid practicality, but these are so out of the ordinary cases in our vision of things that it's very hard for me to be mitzayed. Also, as Rabbi Cohen has been pointing out all day, this is very morbid discussion, and therefore...
No, really, how can a person do an Aveira? I'm serious.
It's 5 to 6 we learn Musa. We don't learn Musa now.
But this is really, this is get to the dust of it.
The Arya has jastro with the thing. Galal comes from the word gil, which means wrapping. Gilion.
What can I tell you? I learned Rosh, not Svarya. What am I supposed to do? But he doesn't learn that way, so what am I supposed to do? He says it comes from the word contrary. Read the thing he says. Kuntaraima. It's contrary. It's contrary to the halakha of...
What you said. What you said was...
That's my interpretation of the word contrama. I don't know.
Rabbi, if a Jew, half ladle get mixed together, then it's done. It has to be set very separately, remain separate, and it's the total. Once they mix them together...
No, that's exactly what he's saying not. That if they were buried separately and decomposed separately... And then combine the two to make a ladle, it is metame.
What do you say combine the two? Bando amale tavat. The amount is.
Again. Dr. Harris.
What do you say combine?
Okay, so let's try it again. The Braisa says, Mole Rekev, Shnei Mace, where is it? Mole Rekev, Rekev habo mi beis mesim. Translate those words.
Give them two.
What does that mean? Explain to me what that means. Came from two mason.
In other words, there was two separate mason. They were buried separately.
That's Robert's answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then they never mixed together.
So then why? What's the matame?
Yeah. The combination. They're right next to each other. They don't touch, but they're right next to each other. And then you're in the OL, and there's a half of this and half of that, and why do they have to mix? You're in the OL, so they're in the OL. So you have half of the guys, they're right there in the OL. They never mix necessarily.
It says he. Amdu al
Malay. Amdu al Malay Tarbat Rekha. The amount is to a ladle.
Even if it didn't mix. 20 feet from each other?
It's in an OL, what's it mean?
I know, I'm asking a question. Your
OL doesn't matter.
I don't know. My understanding from reading the Mepharshim was that they mixed together. I don't see a Mepharish, but the Mepharish over here seems to say that they're not Galgalim because they were separate when they were buried. According to you, they're not Galgalim because they never touch each other. He says they're not Galgalim because they were buried separately. But again, if you tell me that somebody says that chat, I would back off. But that's how I read the Gemara. Again, I will agree that I didn't see it the Farish spelled out, but that's how I understood the Gemara. Maybe I did in the Masifta Gemara when I prepared, but I don't remember seeing it beferish. It was my understanding of the Gemara. From the Rush, I don't see it. Well, maybe I do see it. Let's do the Rush. Rekibu v'amda amole targad. Sha'achlu ash. It was decomposed. Why can't it be more? Why are we saying that it's half and half? Why can't it be two Mali Tarkov? Meaning, if this is not, if the way I learned, this makes sense, this Rosh's question. The point over here is that even though it's mixed with each other, they don't cancel each other. So why can't it be a lot here? Why are we limiting it half of one and half of the other? The point is non-cancellation. Your way, the Chiddush is that we can combine half and half. Here the Chiddush is, the Gemara seems to say the Chiddush is that they don't cancel each other. They were buried separately, therefore they don't cancel each other. That's how I understand. Okay, again, you might be right, but that's how I understood it. No, again, you're allowed to ask, and I'm acknowledging your question. I'm just saying.
So again, why is it Tichasi?
Because it tried to tell me that they combined to make a shear. They mixed together, and they combined to make a shear. Now, what you could have said, the Chiddush is that they don't cancel, so why does it say Chassi? That's the Russian question.
He doesn't answer.
No, he doesn't. Does my Rabba, Bachonam Rabbi Yechelen. Gazes Sarai, the Kavriimai. Yes.
Sorry, what does the Rush mean? The Achlu Ash?
Bachlu Ash means to decompose and it went away. Ash is like, I don't know, it's not ash. It means it decomposed and it's not here anymore. Decomposition wastes away. Doesn't necessarily stay around. It becomes nothing.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know what English word to use for that, but it just goes away. That's my writer. I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabbi, They cut off the hair of the mace, and then they buried the hair with him. That makes it that it's not pure corpse hair. Cut off corpse dust, because the hair is not part of the mace. Because it was cut off. We'll talk about not cut off hair later. It was cut off. Since it's cut off, it's not part of the corpse.
Oh, no.
I can only say, by the time we get to this end of the sugya, corpse dust is almost impossible. But we have to give the Gemara a chance to develop that. Yes. What's your question?
I'm just saying, Galgalim is a reason not to be termed.
Correct. Galgalim means it cancels.
What we're seeing. We've done this already today.
I know. Zakt the rush, no rush. Zakt the Gemara, it's not awesome. Kosher b'meis tamei. Any part of a mace is metame. Chutz, we're talking about not a decomposed mace. Chutz min ashinayim, teeth are not. Sar, hair is not. Shapiren, nerves are not. Shav chiburan kulam tameim. However, while they're attached to the mace, they're all tame. If they cut off the hair of a mace, it's not tame. Cut off the nails of a mace, it's not tame. Cut off if the teeth fall out, it's not tame. While they're attached to the mace, it's tame. That's the Mishnah in Masechtas Aleph. Is it an Aleph? It's an Aleph, right? That's the Gemara writer.
If there's a mace and he died with hair and someone for whatever reason cut off his hair,
the hair is not tummy.
It's not.
Not tummy. Hair is not makabel tumma. Hair is not tummy. It would only be tummy if it's part of a mace. It's not part of a mace. It's not tummy. It's not a keli. It's not a person. It's not food. It's not makabel tumma. A stone in the street is not makabel tumma. There are a lot of things that are not makabel tumma. Kabbalah's tumma needs one of three things: keli, person, or food. There are things that are neither of the three that are tame, but they're because they are tame in its own, not because they got tuma.
Prepared food.
Sorry?
Prepared food.
Again, I said food, I'm not going to get involved at what point the food is prepared. Right. But it's edible. Whatever that means. That's because I did not have some culture, but I did that. Boy, Chizkiah. Now, Chizkiah asked on that Mishnah. Sarei ha'imid legaleach. What if the hair is ready for a haircut? Now, right away, when is that, right? So the rest said they used to have a time that they took haircuts. At that point, the hair is meant to be cut off. And then the guy died.
Well, he had a reservation? What do you mean?
I knew this would come up. In fact, it's bothered the Rush also. So the Rush said, they used to take a haircut. I'll make this up now. Once every 6 weeks. So at 6 weeks, the hair became ready to be cut off. That was the minute I looked at. Or, it's a nail that's supposed to be cut off. Again, they used to cut their nails on a regular basis. Probably Erev Shabbos. I don't know. Is that tummy now? It's attached to the mace. But it's hair that's not supposed to be there anymore. It's a nail that wasn't supposed to be there anymore. But it's there, and it's attached to the mace. Do we view it as attached? Or we say, since it's imidli gazes, it's supposed to be cut off. Why doesn't he prove it from Rabbi Baba Chanan Rabbi Yechanan? Because if Rabbi Baba Chanan Rabbi Yechanan said over here, by the decomposition of the mace, he said, hair that was cut off cancels the decomposition of the mace. Mashmet, as long as it's attached, it does not cancel it. And he doesn't say anything about long hair. Taima, Mishum de Gazas, Holy Gazas Loi. From the fact that he said, hair that's cut off, he didn't say long hair, he said hair that's cut off. So Amiroim explained themselves. And if the halacha would be that hair that's ready to be cut off cancels decomposition of the mace, he should have said so. But in fact, he says only hair that was cut off. That implies that hair that was cut off doesn't cut off. It does not cancel. It's still part of the mace. Zagdigmar no raya. Hachikamar. Gazaz harzegal galim. Loi gazaz mi bayalei. What he meant to say is, this I know for sure cancels. If he didn't cut off, he doesn't know. He didn't want to get involved. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. He was telling us something he knows for sure. Hair that's cut off cancels the decomposition of the mace, cancels the purity of the mace. Not cut off hair? No, right, he doesn't know. So he didn't get involved in it. The shayla remains. Dr. Rush. Chutz min ha-shinayim, v'atziparen, v'asar v'atziparen. Big dam nidim v'farish time, which is the boy dum yudeh. Now he explains, why is all parts of a mace not matame? Which is the boy dum yudeh etzem. We need things that are similar to a bone. Ma etzem shenivri imay. Bones are created with the person, he's born with them. Ve'en gizei machlif, and they don't regenerate. Person that's missing a bone is missing the bone. Af kol shenivri imay, only parts that were created together with the mace. Ve'en gizei machlif, and they don't regenerate. Yatsu ha-shinayim shenivri imay. People were born without teeth. Yatsu zahar b'tzipayren, shabbi shenivri imay, gizei machlif. Hair and nails regenerate. V'shatsi buron ha-kol tameh. Now listen to the Rush. Gvul hayalahem. They had a certain boundary, the Gidl Sar. Masai hayoimid ligazes. They knew at what point haircuts are necessary. Umibayalay, imitami bishatsi burum lames or not. Vyashmafarshim, umibayalay nazu gagalim, kiloye gazes recovery imay. That some say that he's asking on this Gemara. Dr. Gemara v'lay Nehira. If his shayla is on this Gemara, why didn't we bring the Mishnah Nolus? So he says he asked the shayla the Mishnah Nolus. It does affect this Gemara, but that's not where he asked the shayla. So we brought the Mishnah so we can bring his shayla. The tip should learn me the Rabbi Babachana time the Gazas. Mashm lay the Rabbi Babachana I becholinian. I feel I'm in the Gazas. Become a Dafka Gazas. He says only if you cut it off. The answer is like Gazas Tibailach. Rabbi Bachanik didn't know. Mibailay. Hey could like Gazas Loch, he now get Gazas, the Gazas Davka Bitale. He only knew it by Gazas. He didn't know it by like Gazas. Yes, doctor.
Discussion when you sell a field with
wheat,
which is already ready for harvest.
There are Rishonim that deal with this. Not, I didn't see it here, but in other places they talk about the kalai maids. There's a lot of kalai maids. Do we go with kalai maid? When do we go with kalai maid? Do we paskin kalai maid? It's a discussion I know for sure in Baba Kama. I think in Maruba there might even be a tesis about it. I don't remember clearly. It's in a few places, in Akainas, it's in a bunch of places.
But in terms of underlying principles, they sound similar.
Yes, but I don't know if you can compare all of them together or not. I know the Rishonim discuss it, I don't know what they say, so at this point I will just wave the white flag.
So,
yes?
What's the word of that?
Byron Gittin says you can't compare to the another Muhammad to the hair because another get worse.
Right, the Gemara.
But
what's the court to it? What? Chaim Lizrak dummy? I don't know. Reb Shimon compares a whole bunch of things. Chaim Lizrak, Chaim Livdais. But those are things that don't improve. Hair happens to be the one thing that improves. It's the one exception to the rule. Most things don't improve.
What do you mean, for fruit that...
It gets worse. You leave it on the tree, it'll get rotten. At a certain point, you have to pick it.
Well, it falls, and the animals eat it, and it gets rotten on the ground.
Again, whatever happens, it doesn't improve. That's what the Gemara says. I'll leave it up to it. Makes no difference to me.
I
okay?
Disagree when you said it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, to give my right term. Now, by the end of the sugya, Rekav will be almost impossible. Rekav abom min ha'ekav mahu. What happens to corpse dust? There comes some flesh that's dead. In a living person is dead flesh, meaning it doesn't have, again, the feeling that regular flesh has, and that is at the bottom of the heel. The bottom of the heel, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made a person with hard skin and hard flesh and dead flesh under it. And therefore, it's not as susceptible to getting hurt. That's why the Rebbeinu Shlomo did it. I mean, he didn't ask me, but I assume that's why he did it. The question is, because it's not a regular flesh, is that considered flesh or not? That's the shiloh. Mia gamina rekav abom mikule mace. It has to be from all parts of a mace, meaning from things that are all parts of a mace, right? Meaning, I shouldn't say that. Something that dies with death. Akev doesn't die with death. It was dead before. That part of the body is really dead. The rest of the body is alive. You pick it with a needle, it hurts. That part doesn't hurt. So the question is Rekav exist by parts of the body that weren't alive to begin with, so to speak? Now, I'm sure that people over here will tell me it is alive, and it does have feeling, but the Gemara views it as dead meat. Again, take it, leave it.
The callus is layers of skin material which are separate from the circulation of blood. I mean, the skin per se is separate from the circulation
right.
of blood. That's why you don't worry, you're not covered in blood.
Right.
But there is still nutrition going where
right.
the callus is.
Okay.
Shiloh, for those people who said that there's every part of the body is connected to certain mitzvahs, perverse of a bracha. So it's asked what part of the body is connected to a Vodazora, and it's the heel, because the heel is dead, and the Vodazora is dead.
Very nice. Mia gamina rekav kalav kule meis. It has to be from a part that dies. I would ask him in a kablo, you'll do my loishna. Dr. Rush.
Are they in the same grade?
I guess so.
What? It's still in the same grade.
The Gemara assumes it does.
Yeah, you're asking on the
callus? Yeah.
Yes.
Recommend I'm in the ankle mahu. Pishiyash ba'kevish of Adam, Ibn Basar, Shein Bechias. And I'll give you we have a shayla. Imrak Lebusim Yatame, Shu'ein Nechashav Keguf Hames. Something that dies with death. The body dies and loses feel.
This is very scary. I really feel if a person could do an Avera.
Can we do the Gemara?
I would ask you that a gemlai, which a mechayim have a kibbutz rames. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tashima, the Tani Reb Nassim Barashia, Rekav Habo Mishnei Mesim Tomei, V'yisal Kedaitach Habo Mele Ekev Loi, Zil Hocha Duma Derech Ekev Kasi, V'Hocha Duma Derech Kasi. What happened is, what's bothering the Gemara is, how can we say that a Rekav that combines two half a tarvids is metame? Maybe it's half a tarvid of rekav that came from a heel, and the other half a tarvid came from the heel, and therefore it's not. If you hold that the heel is not metame, you don't have a shear. Now I don't know. Again, I will say again, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't say that even with one mace. Right? With one mace, I have the same shayla. When we have a shear, how do I know that it didn't come from the tarve, from the akev? The Gemara brings it from the two mesim. When we combine a half a tarve and a half a tarve, how do you know you can combine them? Maybe one of them is from the heel. So I'm not sure why the Gemara just ask every time I have a tarve, why isn't part of it from the heel? I don't know. What?
Those
are Yeah, but why, again, you could have asked him the halacha of Holy David Rekav. And for the Gemara. What is the Gemara? Hey, Chidami. Eat the Irkav Kule Meis, because he derech Eikav Ochanami. And the Hachikon the Irkav Chal Eivir, because he derech Eikav Mai. Ein Ochanami. If, I'm just reading the Rush, right? If the whole body decomposed, so then wouldn't be a shayla that it's tameh. The question is, again, I'm learning like the Rush. If the whole body decomposed, there would be no shayla that you don't, every part of it is decomposition, even the akev, it's part of the base, even though it was dead before. Our only shayla is if the akev decomposed by itself with the limb next to it. So do we say that since the akev decomposes faster than the rest of the mace, that's what the Rush says, it affected the aver next to it, and it's not really viewed as decomposition of a mace because it came about because of its proximity to the akev. And akev is not considered enough to make your tummy. Whereas if the whole body decomposed, then Akev is not a shayla. That's how the Rush explains it. That the shayla, whether Akev is considered decomposition or not, is only when the Akev decomposed by itself with the limb next to it. So we say the fact that that's the only parts of the body that decomposed is an indication that it's because of the Akev. Because if the whole body would have decomposed, then we would have said it all decomposed. But if the akev causes this decomposition, which can affect the limb next to it, then we don't consider it. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Let me read the Rush before I answer any questions. Zok the Rush. Right. Rekav abami beis meisim tamei v'ukma rava le'el gan sh'omdo amari tarvich le'nishim mi beis kum moli tarvich. Together it was a moli tarvich. V'yis talk about the word of the Gemara, zuk v'lok dim derek akev kasi, pirish, lo matamei. Why is it tummy? Klach v'derzu, go to this way. V'taymer shemem ben eikabo. V'lo itatimeno, v'adai. V'amal olof, v'nichnis l'migdash, ayochu kaitish v'shkogo. Maybe carbon, v'shem echulim bazaru. Maybe it's eikav. And then you're suffic tummy can't bring a carbon. Yid ha'akav kula meis, v'asi derech eikav hachinami. Im nirkav kol aguf, v'nirkav gam eikav, let me boil it about a tummy. For sure it's tummy. Log in the Akev Chad Aver because he's there Akev. Shadayim Le Nirkav Sharagov. The rest of the body didn't decompose. Kima Ekev, Oisa Ebra Samach Lekev. Only the Ekev and the limb next to it. Because the main mefisha inchias Ekev, Mir Lirkai, Behikim Gamma Ebrisha Etzlai. But because Gavna Legamri Rekev, the halacha Lamaisha Matina of Rekev might not apply if it's a Rekev that's caused by the Ekev. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, my Teku. Yes.
I think you answered your own question about why this is mentioned, the proximity of the heel to the flesh is mentioned only by two rather than one, because when someone is buried as a singleton, they are buried flat, and the heel is not proximal to anything. It's only when you have two together that you have the heel next to flesh.
But I don't know, they have to be buried separately, and then they got mixed, the Gemara said. If they're buried together, they cancel each other.
I misunderstood.
Fine. Let's take my advice. Now here we get into more detail. Why Rabbi Yirmiya? Oh, what? Over me meima isha abegal galim alai. How about a fetus? Woman that's pregnant that dies, and the baby. Now, Rabbi Kol, maybe this is not for you. And then it decomposes. Is the uber considered a cancellation of the mother's body? Is it a different entity? Maybe it's one body. I don't keep it the same for Laura days. It's got to separate. Mifres Baris Mina. And therefore, we don't consider it like one body, and they cancel each other. Rush. Uber Mimei, Isham Yavagalam, Kishne Mesim, Shinig Ruyachad. Is it like two Mesim that are buried together? I know. Weiter. Here we go to the next shayla. Now, it comes very complicated.
So for Lattes, it's called Homein, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's Kalayimed. I don't think it has anything to do with Kalayimed. I think the Sefer Lattes means it's not the same because it's separate. It's just a separate being to a certain extent. I don't know if you need Kalayimed. I don't think so. But that's my own. Now here comes the next shayla.
This discussion, as well as several places in Shas, bears on to abortion.
Again, not getting there. We're not learning abortion now. We are learning Masechtas Nazir. Im Timtzel Leimar, Uber the Sefer Lotzis Mifresh Parash Minei. That is considered separate. Here we go. Shichba Zera, the Meisha. She had a relationship. Right? She had a relationship before she died. And in her body is the semen of her husband. It hasn't developed into a fetus. Not part of her. It's an external thing in her body. It's not part of her. The Rush? What does Lamed say? Itzer. It's still in an early stage. She has the Shechba Zera, which has not developed into anything yet. So is that considered part of her? Or do we say it's a foreign object in her, and therefore cancels the Halacha of Rekav?
Rabbi, how would that be different from undigested food?
The Gemara is going to get there, I think. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Honestly, did not prepare well ahead yesterday. Whatever, you have a cook in your house. But the bottom line is that, what's the name again? I will try to prepare. I think it's brought up later, but I might be wrong. We'll find out by tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.